Well, I hope you enjoyed this last core of music. And with Promises by Daywave from the album The Days We Had. And then Alex Leahy with Every Day's the Weekend from, well, it's just a single, but, you know, that's cool too. I must admit, every day doesn't always feel like the weekend, but I'd love to feel that way, at least at some point. I guess vacation's coming. But hello, the next person is going to be putting in music. But to remind you, this was the Small Cactus Radio Hour with DJ Tolstoy. And I hope you guys enjoy the next show with Mellow Max. He has some songs that are highly recommendable.
Indeed. Indeed they are.
Indeed. Cool. Should I...
You can put the slider up.
Slider up. Perfect.
Amazing.
Wonderful. And hope you guys enjoy.
Thank you. My, well, ooh, that's loud. That was a terrible sound at the end of that song, but that was Focus with Peas March. And this is Mellow Max, and you are listening to Highly Recommended on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And coming up next, we got a nice playlist set up for tonight. Pretty excited, actually. And, you know, I'm going to kick it off with some Kraftwerk. Because, you know, why not?
Thank you.
Well then, that was Stonefield with their song Stranger. And I love this band.
You saw them live, if I'm correct, Max.
You are correct, my good friend Sid. And
my name's not Sid, it's actually MC Airplane Flabbergasted.
Excuse me, I am not with Sid, I'm with MC Airplane Flabbergasted. Here on Highly Recommended, 91.5 FM WMFO. So yeah, Stonefield, saw them live, they opened for King Gizzard, and I fell in love. They're all amazing. Yeah. And
so is there a specific one that you found the most amazing?
The keyboard player.
Wow.
Of course. She's gorgeous. Oh. And she was just
And also valuable
looking at me.
As a person.
I suppose. Yeah. I was ready to sign on, just like drop out of school, become a groupie. Yeah. I saw it. It flashed before my eyes. And then I remembered my what did I have? I had DiffyQ final the next day.
Yeah. That's a good reason to.
I was like, well, I'm stuck. There's not much I can do.
Yeah.
I have a test tomorrow. I gotta go home.
Fair enough. Speaking of King Gizzard, how would you feel about playing some King Gizzard?
Oh, I would not be opposed at all. I was gonna put on some metal, and it's always best to like if you can find an excuse not to play metal, I feel like take the excuse.
Yeah, fair enough. Interesting that you're about to default to metal, though.
No, but the thing is, it's Ghost BC, and they have a really interesting sound. It's sort of like, because it's like, metal came out of prog rock.
Right. And as there are many genres.
Yeah. And they are sort of, like, very progressive psychedelic metal.
Okay, interesting.
But it's like still like heavy. It's cool stuff. Wow. Do you have any requests on? Speaking of King Gizzard. Their fifth album of the year is coming out sometime this month. Their last one they released for free. I've officially ordered my second version of it from a different record company. It's some crazy stuff. They're releasing like I don't even know, a good dozen or more, maybe two dozen different vinyl releases, all with different kinds of vinyl. It's just what an idea.
Yeah, definitely. It's they're definitely one of those bands that's always producing music.
Yeah. All right, so what would you like to listen to?
How would you feel about Billabong Valley?
That is a wonderful song off of their 2016 their first album of 2016, Flying Microtonal Banana. I think this is Billabong Valley is the I can check my records, but I believe it is the first song off of their 2017 albums that I played on air.
Wow.
Yeah. Just like fun fact.
Yeah. That is a fun fact.
Yeah. So Billabong Valley off of Flying Microtonal Banana by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Outlaws on the run, faster than a stolen gun. Die naked to the trees, killed so gruesomely.
Three holes in the ground. That was Stonefield. Stonefield was a while ago. Sorry. We're still talking about them. No. that was the Flaming Lips with are the mics not configured correctly? Wow.
Is something wrong?
No, the mics are just wrong. I can fix that though. Anywho, someone's yelling outside. So yeah, that was the Flaming Lips with One More Robot / Sympathy 3221. Whatever that means, am I right? But that's the Flaming Lips. Where's the... There we go. That's the right button. So, Flaming Lips.
Good band.
And...
What we have planned for...
I don't think they can... Time. Ooh. Now maybe we can hear Sid.
Yeah? Did you not hear me before?
Wait, talk again?
Hello?
I don't really hear you. Mic 4 is on. No, just talk.
Hello?
Do it again?
Hello?
I don't know, maybe. Hopefully.
I can hear me.
He can hear him.
That is...
That's what really matters. Oh yeah, you're showing up on the volume level, so that's great. Flaming Lips, and before that, King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard with Billabong Valley. And coming up next, we're finally getting around to that metallic music. You want to read a PSA?
I would love to read a PSA.
All right, Sid. Oh, you want to pick out a PSA during this, or are you just going to pick one now? I can bant until then.
Yeah, let's bant until then.
Wonderful. So, Sid, what do you think of... What do you think of Easter Island?
So what's really interesting is like it's a very small place.
Yeah.
So and it seems pretty barren of most resources. So you would wonder how a civilization even built up on that kind of location, let alone got there.
How they could last.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a PSA picked up.
What about kangaroos? Kangaroos in general? Mess with me. They're strange animals.
Marsupials in general, I just don't get them.
I mean, I get some marsupials. Some marsupials are fine, but...
Like koalas, are they fine?
Oh, koalas are dope.
Koalas are sick. Yeah.
What about... Well, no. Are platypi or echidnae? Which is something completely different.
Ah.
I mean, well, no. Echidnae are another species. Yeah, but they're monotremes, rather, is what I meant to say.
That's a
which
weird
means that they have one hole for doing all of their things.
What?
The face Sid just made it's sad that we're on radio.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they also don't have nipples, so they sweat milk.
Like, you're messing with
me.
We can
look it up. And don't even make me start to talk about echidnae genitals, because I believe that they have four.
Four.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, we're gonna have to fact check that on the next song, but before then, let me tell you a little something about rechargeable batteries. Go green with rechargeable batteries. If you want to save yourself money and help the environment at the same time, consider using rechargeable batteries in your frequently used devices that accept them. Today's NIMH batteries last about as long as alkaline cells under high use, and they can be recharged hundreds of times before needing to be recycled. Packs of rechargeable AA and AAA batteries, plus a charger, don't cost very much to begin with anymore, and it isn't more convenient to recharge your batteries than go to the store and buy new ones anyway. A message from all your green friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
And after some fact checking, here is one of the first Google results for a question, because now they have like direct questions to answers. Do echidnas have four? Male echidnas have a four-headed penis. During mating, the heads on one side, quote unquote, shut down and do not grow in size. The other two are used to release semen into the female's two-branched reproductive tract. Each time it copulates, it alternates heads in sets of two.
Wow. That's certainly something, all right. That's a type of animal.
Yeah, and platypi are also the only venomous mammals.
They're venomous.
They're not poisonous, they're venomous, yes.
Interesting. Is it their bite?
No, it's their talons on their rear legs. Huh? They can... if you come after them.
Wow.
Platypi are weird.
Yeah, it's a strange animal. It's already like a weird-looking animal to begin with. It looks
kangaroos! Like, I don't know.
You find kangaroos weirder
than platypi.
Interesting.
They're like... They're built, bro.
they are quite big, yeah.
There's some large roos.
They definitely got them gains, you know.
Yeah. Like high key.
For sure, for sure.
And they're
I'm with it.
They just like they're big and they're like, what if in an alternate timeline, instead of like apes evolving to become the dominant species on Earth,
it was kangaroos. Do you think their society would be more violent or less violent?
I think
definitely more. They're kickers, right? Or am I making that up?
I mean, like, yeah, they kick, but apes, like, they commit like
murder.
Yeah, they get infanticide.
Really?
They go into other groups of apes and they kill all of the children because the mothers, if they have children within four, like from ages 0 to 4, they will not mate again. But if you kill their kids, you'll have a chance to pass on your genes. So in times of high populations, alpha males.
Oh my.
Or like beta males, like leave their groups to
kill some babies.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I have no words.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that's a good lead into a metal song, if that's what you had planned.
Most definitely. Yeah. So here is Ghost BC.
Peraspera ad inferi.
I am so sorry. This is terrible. They have a commentary version of the album. And for some reason, that's the first thing that comes up in my history. So let's find the real thing for you guys. So this band, they are, they were all anonymous. They didn't, like, nobody knows who was in the band until a couple, like, maybe last year, one of the band members, or two of the band members committed a lawsuit, or, like, filed a lawsuit, so the names came out. And so I don't know if they're touring anymore, which is sad because I would love to see them. But Ghost BC, there's a rumor that Dave Grohl was in it.
Dave Grohl, my mic's on.
Oh, your mic is on now. So yeah, Dave Grohl.
Dave Grohl, interesting.
I think that's Red Hot Chili Peppers, right?
Foo Fighters.
Or
that Nirvana.
Yeah. So like, pretty sick.
Yeah. He was drummer for Nirvana and then guitarist and singer for Foo Fighters, I think.
And they didn't say if he was in the band or not, but they did say that as a fact he was on stage with them at some point.
He does have his own projects. Like, I know Queens of the Stone Age is one. Where it's like a super group. It's also not Queens of the Stone Age, sorry, Them Crooked Vultures. Which he started with one of the guys from Queens of the Stone Age and someone else famous whose name is slipping me. John Paul Jones from Led Zeppelin, maybe? I might be making that up, though.
I think I have some Led Zeppelin coming on later.
Oh, fun.
Very exciting. So, here is Ghost BC, without further ado. That's not it. Come on. All right, here we go.
Last but most
end my days with a woman unkind. Smoked myself and drank all my wine. Made up my mind to make a new start. Going to California with an aching in my heart. Someone told me there's a girl out there with love in her eyes and flowers in her hair. Chances on a big jet plane. Never let them tell you that we all are the same. Oh, the sea was red and the sky was gray. Wondered how tomorrow could ever follow today. Mountains and the canyons start to tremble and shake. The children of the sun begin. Watch out.
Seems that the wrath of the gods got a punch on the nose and it started to flow. I think I might be sinking. Throw me a line if I reach you in time. Meet you up there at the path run
without a king. They say she plays guitar and cries and sings. La la la. Ride a white mare in the footsteps of doom, trying to find a woman who's never, never, never been born. Standing on the hill in the mountain of dreams, telling myself it's not as hard.
me as if I'm just being used. Can't stay awake, gotta try and shake off this creepy